I always remember when Madeleine Albright announced that Israel was under siege. For a brief moment, I asked myself if there were Palestinian tanks in Haifa. How do we reach a stage where we so distort reality that we actually have a lethal effect on the conflict itself? The worst example of this, I'm sorry to say, is television. The way in which, unless an Iraqi is obliging enough in a war to die romantically beside the road in silhouette with all his arms still attached, you do not see the dead. For viewers of television, not in the Arab world, I might add, but in the West, we do not see the dead. And thus our leaders, all of whom at the moment have zero experience of real war, the journalists do, but not our leaders in the West, they are able to present to the public war as a bloodless sandpit. War as something primarily to do with victory and defeat, rather than death, which is exactly what it is about on a large scale. War represents the total failure of the human spirit. And I had a perfect example of this in 2003. I was in Baghdad, and I was trying to get down to Basra. I got halfway, and then I was so frightened I could hardly write, and there were so many bombs dropping from my own dear Air Force, among others, that I turned back to Baghdad. But Al Jazeera were in Basra, and they got back the same day to Baghdad with their video film. And I sat with them in their little tent. You probably realize that in a war, many of the big agencies pool their material, especially the television companies. So it was being sent through the satellite to Reuters in London, whose job was to edit the film. So, of course, this was film of a civilian hospital. There were some soldiers brought in wounded and dead, but most of the pictures were of dead and wounded women and children. They had been killed and wounded by British artillery fire in Basra. The British were besieging Basra while the Americans took the highway to claim Baghdad. And what was particularly revealing was, as they showed the film, listen to the remarks coming back from London. You know, there were terrible scenes. There was one of a child holding its intestines in, a woman with part of her hand missing. And there were screams and cries and lots of blood on the film. And the voice from London said, you know, we can't really show this. You can't show this to people at tea time. And by this moment, I had my notebook out for The Independent, my newspaper. This was going to be tonight's story. So they said, please, please, we risked our life for this. Just let us put out a little bit more of the film, maybe you can use it. And of course, there were more pictures of blood and wounded children and dead children. And then the voice came back and said, this is obscene. We can't put obscene pictures like this on Western television. They pleaded again. By now, of course, my pen was skidding over the pages. These were great quotes because this is what was wrong. And then the voice came back for the third and final time. We can't show these pictures because we must respect the dead. Now, you get the point. We didn't respect them when they were alive. We didn't respect them when we blew them to bits. But when they're dead, by God, we have to respect them.